We are good to go.
The following podcast is intended for mature audiences. This podcast may contain strong vulgar language, drug and alcohol references and use.
Adult references in general.
Yeah. This podcast is not suitable for children under the age of maybe 12, 13. But if you're 12 and 13 listening to us, good for you.
Yeah, fucking you, sorry.
Yeah, you're doing good. This podcast may also contain spoilers of all kinds, so just be aware. And if you want to be spoiled, then be spoiled. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Our opinions are only our opinions. It does not reflect the opinions of More Like Radio, even though it should.
It always should.
Yeah, because our opinions rule.
Because we're from New York.
That's right.
We're better than you.
So, enjoy the show, kiddies. Enjoy. Elvis, may you hit that shit.
I shall indeed hit that shit.
Ooh. Are you ready? Old school, baby. To obey the
cow. Welcome back to the Elvis and Albert Show. We're still here.
We're still here, Elvis.
Still here. 4 years later, we're still here. Four. Like 2 months later, we're still here. Yeah. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred. And together we are the Elvis.
The
and
originals.
Albert. That's right.
The Elvis and Albert Show originals. Elvis and Alfred, oddly enough.
Yeah, the Elvis and Alfred Show. Usually, well, in the summers, we always have like weird schedules, so we always kind of take a little hiatus. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we're back on our normal track, but
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You get what you get, Internet.
Yeah, seriously. We do this shit for free. For free. It's cheap, it's free. You get what you pay for.
That's right. We're always on More Like Radio on Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m., so check us out if you're listening to our replays. You can also find us on iTunes and all sorts of... What else we can find us? All sorts
Podbean
of
Podbean.
Podbean.
Just yeah. Google it. Just Google the Elvis and Albert Show.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. Ah, Jamaican Thunder over here.
Not even 5 minutes of the show, Alfred's getting raped.
If it fits.
It's the fit-situation.
I got a fits fight. If you... Well, if you're not...
And you can follow us on Twitter at Elvis Alfred Show.
Yeah.
Instagram, the Elvis and Alfred Show.
All the major
all
ones.
All the Facebook, the Elvis and Alfred
Pretty
Show.
Pretty much Elvis Alfred Show.
Friendster.
Yeah.
Elvis and Alfred Show.
I think we have a MySpace page.
Do we?
I don't know. I know we have a Tumblr, but none of us do. Yeah. Anything. Instagram.
And that's the show. So thanks for listening. And, oh, shit. We still have to do shit and stuff. Yeah, it's now the fall thing. Thank Jeebus.
I actually enjoyed the summer. It was not as bad as I thought.
Much cooler summer.
Yeah, I actually only went inside the walk-in refrigerator.
Yes, back here in the Half Penny Club where we're recording, which is an all-time low for you.
Yeah.
You should do that like in a night.
Oh, my God. I one night, I was like, oh, damn it. I thought I was going to go a year without going in there.
This week is over.
Yeah, it was just so humid one time and we were just out here. I was like, fuck, I'm going in there. Usually when it gets too hot, I'll just sit down in the walk-in refrigerator for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
People,
you're like, where's Alfred? I'm like, in his office. They're like, the shitter? No, the icebox.
Just sitting there, counting the pickles. That's all I really do.
I'm going to eat one of those.
Yeah. Like, what can I eat around here? Nothing. What are you even giving? Okay, thanks.
How am I supposed to survive in here if they're not going to leave food for me?
So, 4 years. We're going our fifth year? Yeah, it's going to be our fifth year.
We started our fifth year. We're 4 years down.
Yeah.
So it's 2010.
It's always before Comic-Con because that's how we started. It's like, they don't even have it anymore. They used to have like podcast panels and stuff like that.
Yes.
They don't even do it anymore.
Yeah.
It was only for that particular year.
That was the best one too, I thought.
For
Comic-Con in general.
Was that... Who did I meet that year? I forgot.
Kirkman.
Holy shit, is that right?
Yeah.
Was that Kirkman?
That was the one you shoved your way through all the nerds.
Yeah, and now look at me now.
Did I cut the line?
I'm sitting pretty. Yeah. I had to. Unbelievable. Now Kirkman doesn't even go signing anymore.
No,
you believe that shit?
Him and Bendis are too good for that shit.
Psh, Bendis. Never seen Bendis.
No.
Ever.
Well, he said he's retired from cons anyway. Even though he's at a con now, I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I follow him on Tumblr. He actually uses that a lot.
Yeah, Matt Fraction's actually going to be signing. I don't know if he's going to have his own booth or if he's going to have just the Marvel.
Probably the Marvel thing.
Yeah.
He might have his own booth and shit to sell, but he won't be there.
Oh, man. Damn it. But I'm so glad. Yeah, man, that Kirkman, holy shit. Who knew? I knew. That's who. Fucking.
He's a witch.
What about your 5-year rule with me? You think after 5 years of doing this, people are finally going to catch on?
Hopefully, maybe. I don't know. It's gotten lazy.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm going back into it. I actually tried doing it today, but I had to really work today. So
yeah,
tomorrow's another day while I'm working on this.
Stupid real life getting in the way of internet life.
Well, I'm actually editing this. I'll actually do a website tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
So, ElvisAndAlfred.com. It will be updated soon.
It's what, June right now?
I think so. Yeah. Or July. I'm not sure. Yeah. Doesn't matter. We don't have that many episodes anyway.
No. Lots of replays.
So if you enjoyed our replays, thank you very much.
If not, we probably won't be playing those again. You're lucky. It's new now.
So what do you think about 4 years down here? You like it?
It's been an adventure. We get the Comic-Con shit.
Yeah.
We get to do the Brookhaven Amphitheater, Penny Saver Amphitheater, whatever you want to call it. We get to do beer fields every year.
Yeah, we got a bunch.
Punktoberfest, we're doing for the second time, October 25th.
That's right.
At Great South Bay Brewery.
So make sure, if you're in the Long Island, New York area, October 25th, Saturday, Punktoberfest, at Great South Bay Brewery. That'll be awesome, man. We're actually... We got a lot of bands. Jameson's actually the one that's doing it. Well, hopefully he got them all. I don't know.
I think he did.
I'm not sure. But hopefully he did. He got a lot. I know that for sure. So that'll be pretty good. We have...
Let's see if the bands are listed on their Facebook page.
Six bands? Seven? What do we have? Usually about six bands, right?
Yeah, five or six.
Yeah. It's the only time of the year where I actually get wasted on beer.
And I just watch.
No, they might have a cider tent for you.
Yeah, they did last year.
Right?
All right. According to Jameson, the bands that are playing are Samurai Pizza Cats, Riot Fox, Adams, Live Fast, Die Fast, and Bombers. Live Fast, Die Fast, and Bombers. That's a nice...
Yeah, it's funny because they wanted I Am the Avalanche, but the guitarist is...
Also the Bombers.
Yeah, so it's like if you want to I Am the Avalanche, we should have said that.
Yes.
Because I just got the Bombers, but who knows? Maybe we could still get them.
Yeah.
At one point, he was trying to get a... Yeah, I have another one. He was trying to get a Bayside.
I think that'd be a little out of control.
Did you imagine if Bayside went there? You know how fucking packed that place would have been?
Yeah. Well, I will say the 21 and over thing, though, will block some of their fans from coming in.
Is that true? You think they still have a very young following?
Yeah, you know, college kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Because every time I see them, it's usually...
Well, it's because we sit in the back.
Oh.
We stand in the
with the rest,
well,
of the old folks.
The rest of the old folks, that's why.
Let them dance.
I will say, though, when we went to see Bad Religion, Pennywise, The Offspring, and The Vandals, the Pennywise pit was full of old people.
Oh, of course.
It was so much fun.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, of course.
I was like, I feel young, and I'm 33. This is awesome. Take that, 40-year-old.
Oh, that was a great concert. Terminal 5. Did we talk about
it? Yeah, that's the only show. That's our last show that we did.
The review of that. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Nice. So, Elvis, welcome back. You haven't been on since what?
That episode? Yeah.
Like a month?
I'm pretty sure that's the last time we recorded, though.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah. I recorded a music episode. I don't know if we aired it or not, though.
I listened to it. It's good.
Yeah.
We're going to use that as filler, so beware that it's probably going to happen a lot more.
Yeah,
I like those episodes.
I'm fine with all music anyway, so.
Yeah.
But let me just go to greatsouthbaybrewery.com/Punktoberfest. Tickets are on sale. If you have the regular tickets, it's 12. It is general session is 1:30 to 5:30. It's $40. You get if you want a T-shirt, it's $60. And if you're a designated driver, it's $15. If you want the VIP session, which gets you in 45 minutes earlier... Which, there was a lot of those last year.
Yeah, there was a lot.
That's $55, and if you want the shirt with it, it's $75. And the DD, once again, is $15.
I would definitely get the shirt. The shirts are cool.
Yeah, I like that. I love that shirt, too. It's high quality.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's 50-50 blend. I love those 50-50 blend. Polyester cotton, so it's like that American rag feel. Like,
yes,
nice.
Yeah.
Like, this shit right now is 50-50. I love that shit.
I don't think this is.
But, definitely check it out. We'll be there. Yeah. Oh, man. So did you see this stuff on More Like Radio? They're doing the Cumberbatching?
Yeah. Oh, I will say this. I'm on the band's page of Punktoberfest, actual website. We have our gigantic fucking logo at the top bottom of the band's page.
No shit. Yeah. So greatsouthbaybrewery.com. What is it?
It's greatsouthbaybrewery.com/Punktoberfest. And just so click on bands, and at the bottom of it is our logo.
Ooh.
So we're fancy and shit. Maybe we'll be other maybe we'll be other t-shirt this year.
Oh my god, imagine that.
I'm like, yes, I can die now.
Yes!
I can die now.
We did it, we made out of it.
Yay, now we all quit. Now we all quit. Mic drop.
All right, let's see. Punktoberfest, go. You don't have any fucking gifs or anything, do they?
No.
Okay. No, it's just like last year. Nice. Oh, shit. Look at that.
Yeah, it's the biggest logo on the page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liking it.
Take that, Adams Adams.
DJ Pete Carton.
He was entertaining last year.
Nice. I'm excited. We're going to have good interviews then.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And hopefully none of that soy sauce fucking... What was that? The whiskey. Whiskey barrel ones. I'm not a fan, man.
What was that?
Whiskey... The whiskey barreled lagers.
Oh, I didn't even try. I was drinking Mackenzie's cider and Ace cider.
Just not a fan. But it's during the Oktoberfest season where we have pumpkin spice everything.
Yeah. It's actually the only time of year I drink coffee at all, because once in a while I'll get a pumpkin,
the pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, that's like once, like every 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm still drinking like 7 cups of coffee.
I drink tea nonstop. I'm a British fucking spy.
Yeah, I drink tea.
Tea. Hockey season, preseason has started. I am now a Canadian spy. The friendliest spies in all of the world.
I drink a lot of tea, man. I got a bunch of fucking like Asian teas, like black tea, leche, fucking white tea.
You know how all your family members and friends get you Jack Daniels for your birthday and all that stuff like that? All my friends and family who get me weird random gifts always get me like a fucking gigantic set of like just tea bags, like 4 different flavors. First of all, I only like certain flavors. Uh-huh. Second of all, I don't need that much tea.
Oh. I need all sorts of tea.
Well, I want to switch over to actual tea with the fucking, with the tea ball thing that you...
Yeah,
and,
I have that.
And I can't do that because people just keep buying me the fucking bags and I got to go through that. I'm like, I'm almost done.
Yeah,
here's
man.
300 more. I was like, just give me Jack Daniels.
I'm all through you like that, man. I got my own tea sets and I got like my own fucking, you know, my French press, fucking the bubblers. I have all sorts of fucking... I like my tea set a lot.
Do you have the Death Star one?
No, did it make a Death Star one?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I might get it. It looks nice.
I'm more surprised you don't have it.
You know, we had this conversation
last
night.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm more into, like, the Millennium Falcon. Shit.
I'm sure right now some of the Think Geek is trolling the internet right now for ideas, and now they're making a Millennium Falcon fucking tea set.
Totally would get it.
And Alfred's going to spend $500 on it.
I would. Not even joking. They were having a contest not too long ago where you can actually get like a life-size Han Solo and Carbonite.
Really?
Yeah. You ever seen it?
Yeah.
You've seen it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Well, that one. I was like, if I win it, I win it. I mean, like, I have no idea what I'm going to do with that thing. I was like, I'll just stick it in my garage. But, yeah, every now and again, I see that contest. I was like, yeah, I'm in. I don't give a shit. I'm going to get that thing. Probably turn it into a coat rack. I don't know how, but I will. But, yeah. Samurai Pizza Cat. Good name.
I do like that name. Actually, yeah.
That's good stuff here. Ride Fox. You ever hear Ride Fox? I haven't heard anything besides the Bombers.
Yeah, I've seen the Bombers and Live Fast, Die Fast.
Yeah. Nice.
And Adams sent... They sent it to you, too, or is it to me?
Which one?
Adams sent it. They just released their demo today. And...
No.
They sent it over. So, I'll send it over. I'll forward it to you.
Play it.
Yeah, I'll play it right now. Fuck it.
Yeah. We can play all the music we want.
Yes, all the music we want. It's our show. We do whatever. We do what we want.
We do what we want.
There we go. Do-do-do-do. All right. This is off their new EP, John Wayne's Not Dead. He's Frozen. This is We're Not Safe Here from Adams Adams.
Don't care.
That's Adams Adams with their song We're Not Safe Here off their brand new release this week demo, John Wayne's Not Dead, He's Frozen.
Is that his new band?
Yeah, it's Brandon's new band.
Like a side project or it's new band?
I think it's a side project.
Yeah, I always liked him, man. He's a good dude. We saw him at Social Distortion.
Yes, yeah.
Him and his wife. It was good shit. Social Distortion was a good show. We just saw them recently at the Paramount.
Yes.
About 2 weeks ago. Yeah, he was put on a good show.
Like, they always do.
He actually was a different set when I went to Ride Fest this past week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did like, well, of course, you know, Ride Fest,
you have a festival set list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he got to, he played pretty much all the hits.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, but it was interesting to see that kind of set from him because I thought it was cool because I don't know, I feel like if you were a musician, you would get bored of playing the same like hits for 20 years.
Yeah, even, you know? I mean, I've seen them over the last 10 years, maybe three or four times. Like, whenever they come to New York, I see them. And there was one time where he just, like, they had, like, a keyboardist and shit like that. A guy had a slide guitar.
Yeah.
And, like, they made, like, honking talk versions of their own songs. And this time, he kind of, like, merged, it was Ball and Chain.
Yeah.
Which he has the honky tonk version released on his solo album.
Yeah.
And then there's the regular version. There's, like, 40 different live versions. And he kind of combined the original version with, the country version this time that we saw them. That's why he was very, he slowed it down a bit.
Yeah, he definitely did. Him and his guitar tech. Well, no, his guitarist.
His guitarist, yeah.
He was actually really good.
Oh, Johnny Two Bags?
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
You know? I like that shit. So I'm probably going to pick it up. I think I am.
If you remember. You'll remember now that we're talking about it.
When I'm editing, I'm
Spotify right, hold that. On, let me go to that.
Download it now. Legally. But, yeah, it was good shit. Jameson doesn't really like him too much.
Well, you know what it is?
He doesn't have... he has stage presence, but not as... it's not, like, crazy.
Well, I like it because I don't like Alkaline Trio all that much.
Ugh.
And those two bands get compared all the time to each other.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I've actually had people tell me, like, Alkaline Trio is the Social Distortion of our generation. Like, first
no,
of all...
No, Social Distortion is...
That's, well, we're older. That's why. I was first of all, Social Distortion is the Social Distortion of my generation. And the generation before mine.
Yeah, I guess.
And then there was the Clash.
Fucking hey, man.
And I'm just like, and Alkaline Trio has horrible stage presence as well.
I'm like, all right. Alkaline Trio is like, oh, that's Alkaline Trio. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's something great, but whenever I hear Soul's Distortion, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, Social D.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only one. I'm like, all right.
Girls at Jameson, feel free to send all your hate mail about me bad-mouthing Alkaline Trio to elviscage@elvisandalfredshow.com. I've heard it all before, so jump right in.
They're okay.
Exactly. I don't hate them.
I don't hate
I've seen them live like five times.
Yeah. It's like, I won't go out of my way to watch them.
I mean,
yeah.
I did a hipster move last time. I went to see H2O, and then...
That was so disappointing of a show, man.
H2O played for like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
And then it was Newfound Glory and Alkaline Trio.
Yeah, man. You got me into H2O. Like, I always liked them, but you got me way into them.
That's my band.
And it was just so upsetting to see, like...
Hello, goodbye.
Yeah, and then, like, these little fucking millennials just walking around.
The best was you just circle-pitting it up, too.
Oh, with who was the used, right?
No, it was...
It was Alkaline Trio.
It was Alkaline Trio, Newfound Glory.
Newfound Glory and H2O.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you were doing ballerina spins. Just to piss off the fucking kids.
Because they were standing. I'm like, what are you doing? They were like, I don't know that dance. Like, they're like dance moshing?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What
do you call
that? I don't do it, so. I do the old school fucking just run and rally like an idiot. And there's no skill to this. It's just called bump into people.
Yeah, just fucking release your fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yo, who gives a fuck?
I remember me and Roger, our friend, who's also about, what is Roger, like 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah.
Big guy. Nicest guy in the world, but me and him, like, forced like a circle pit during H2O.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, we're just going to push all you assholes out of the way. And like two other people joined us. Like, hey, whatever. Pussies.
I think I was like making a twirling motion above my head, spinning in a circle, just going like a roundabout, like a tornado. What did I call it? Like a ballerina or something?
Yeah.
I forgot what to call it.
Yeah, you had a good name for it. It
was like ballerina spin of doom or something.
Yes, that's right. Yes, it was a spin of doom.
Fucking hilarious. Fuck you. Oh, Newfound Glory. Is that the one where the guy fucking quit?
Yeah, after Jameson and Roger hung out with him all night, he quit because of allegations of possibly being involved with a minor.
Well, the thing was, what was it? It was on a 18 and over site, right?
Yes, yeah.
So 14-year-olds are sending him fucking naked pics and shit.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that.
Stop it. Stop it.
You know? It's not his fault, I would say, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they've had, and he was the only one in the band, too, who, like, partied, so.
Is that right?
That just had to be, like, why he, like, finally, they were like, all right, we have an excuse now, let's kick him out.
Jesus Christ. That was a good concert.
That was a lot of fun anyway.
Yeah, man.
I mean, Newfound Glory, I like know like their three big songs. That's about it.
Yeah. I like their covers.
Yeah, they don't really. They only played like one, yeah. Right? They always do that.
The only thing I was really excited about that show is because of Tara McPherson, one of the illustrators that I'm really, really into.
Did the poster.
She
right?
did the poster. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's cool. So I got a t-shirt.
Did you get a poster too or no?
Yeah, one of 100.
Oh, wow. Right.
Fucking, I paid like a ridiculous amount. It's still rolled up. I didn't even.
I have the same thing. Me and Nikolai went to see Streetlight Manifesto.
Yeah.
And I got the tickets for donating money to like wherever their charity thing was.
Yeah.
Because apparently a lot of bands like doing that now. They'll sell like 50 tickets with like this little package.
Uh-huh.
And we got the Streetlight Manifesto. I think it's all autographed and stuff like that. I keep looking at the top of my fucking bookshelf. I'm like, I really gotta get that framed and hanging up.
Didn't they supposed to stop?
Oh, yeah, that
touring?
Was their last show in New York, and then, like, 3 months later, they were back.
They played fucking Riot Fest.
Yeah. I think they just, for them, they retired. Like, they're touring back. Yeah, they cut back at the touring.
So they're just doing, like, shows here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's like face-to-face. They broke up so many times. It was just because they stopped touring for a little bit.
Yep. They were at Riot Fest, too.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I went to two or three of face-to-face last shows in New York.
Yeah.
Like, this is our last show. Like, you know,
sure it
thank
is,
you guys for supporting us. I was like, I heard this 3 years ago.
We'll see you again in 3 years when you run out of money, man. No problem.
Well, you're all sick of your wife and children.
Sure.
We'll see you again.
Okay. But, you know, yeah. Coming up soon, we have to say a big thank you to New York Comic Con because we will be there.
Yes.
Again. Like we are every year.
Yes, but this time again, press again.
Yes.
Yes.
This time we all did it at the same time, and we all got
it. I thought you guys did it the day before me, because you guys talked about it on the Facebook group. So I was like, shit, I got to fill this out.
Yeah,
so I was like, oh, did you guys get approved? You're like,
nope.
I sent it like 2 days ago, like the day after you guys sent it. You're like, we didn't send it. I was like, oh, looked like you guys did.
Did you get the pass yet?
I actually heard the exhibitors got their passes in the mail today.
Oh, so...
So we might be getting it today or tomorrow. I haven't looked at my mailbox yet. I get it when I go home.
It is going to be huge this year. Now, the Javits Center is the conference center of Manhattan, or basically New York. And like
Manhattan, yeah, because I think there are bigger ones in New York, but they're not in the city.
They're not in the city, you know, and that's it. They can't move it anywhere else, you know?
No, not at all. But it looks like with that whole Super Week that they're doing.
Yeah.
Let's go to the
I got a Super Week card. What does that like? What does that give me? Like, I have to pay, or if I wanted to do things, I would have to reserve through my Super Card.
Yes.
Okay. Which I don't really care.
We're too fucking busy to begin with.
I just wanted to do Comic-Con. That's it. You know what I mean? You know what's good for? It's for the people who go to Comic-Con. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like visit New York. They don't live here.
Yeah, so they have extra days to do shit. But I think CBGB's music festival is at the same time.
Is it again?
I believe so. I never. They don't really market it. Let me see. CBGB's festival 2014. So that's a cool thing too. Like we can always just go to like Times Square and see that shit. Let's see. Electric lineup for CBGB Festival. Let's see, the New York Times. Let's see what the lineup's like. Electric lineup.
Well, I got the Super Week stuff zoomed up here. It's actually, they're pretty much just turning New York Comic Con into San Diego Comic Con, where it takes over a lot of the city and the general area.
Makes sense. Why not, right?
I remember this from San Diego Comic Con. They had, like, a Sonic the Hedgehog con within it, like, right outside the San Diego Convention Center. And now at the Manhattan Grand Center Ballroom, which I think is the Manhattan Center, the fucking Hammerstein.
That's cool.
They're having a Sonic celebration. I actually would like to do this Saturday, October 4th, Astronomy Night at the Intrepid Museum.
Yeah, it's right over, it's right around the corner from the Javits Center.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I'm gonna guess everything's gonna be pretty much Midtown and over near the Convention Center on 11th. Let's see what else is on here. Anything good? Bed Bugs the Musical.
No, it's like Joe's Apartment.
It's a Girl Meets Bug sci-fi rock musical comedy.
Nah.
H.P. Lovecraft Fest.
I would go that.
That is at the Crane Theater on 85 East 4th Street. There we go. They have the addresses spelt really weird on this website.
Nah.
Celebrity Karaoke.
That's fun.
Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, cool. Okay.
That is on Monday, October 6th.
Ugh. Can't. I would go to that one, though. That sounds really cool. Yeah, man, I'll do that. Yeah,
and then we can just do our total eclipse and take over. We're taking over. I do like this, though, the See You Next Tuesday Superhero Game Night at Rock Bar. That's at 185 Christopher Street. That is on Tuesday, October 7th. I know Barcade in both Manhattan and Brooklyn have events every night, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Nerdist Comics panel with Charles Soule and Jerry Dugan.
Cool. Where?
Wednesday, October 8th. That's at Rock Bar at 185 Christopher Street.
Oh, cool.
Ron Perlman, that's, book reading and signing.
It's by South Street, so that's by the Financial District, so it's not bad. I mean, no. For us, it's not bad. We can get there. We know how to get there.
We know how to do shit.
For you, if you're coming out of state.
Actually, from what I understand, I've never used it yet, but the rumor is the MTA actually made their app usable and, like, actually good for people. Like, you know, when you ever looked up, like, I need to figure out, like, you know what, never mind, I'm just going to go downtown or uptown and fucking walk a few blocks.
Yeah, thanks, pal.
Now, apparently, like, it tells you everything, but I haven't tried it, so.
For the bus?
No, for the bus, for the fucking subways at the Long Island Railroad, all the MTA stuff.
Oh,
or just use Google Maps because it does the same thing.
Nah, it's, I never need, I guess, I mean, it'd be easier for tourists.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Instead of, like, all of a sudden you're in East New York, and you're like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I feel really white right now.
Like, how far upper east am I right now? This is Spanish.
Harlem, I've heard of this.
Oh, so there are black people here.
What you doing, boy?
Just find a fucking Starbucks in Harlem. And just
and hide.
Yeah, it'll be like an aquarium of white people. That's basically what it is. I'm like, oh, look at that. Salads. There's no salads in Harlem.
Thank you.
Yeah, the CBGBs, it's October 8th and 12th. It's all around the city, too. It's a bunch of bands, but it's nothing, like, really big. I don't see any really big ones. Oh, Macy Gray. That's a good one. But, yeah, so that's cool, too. So we got a lot of stuff to do, like, in Manhattan. So if you're coming out of state, there are things to do besides Comic-Con, too. So
yeah, it was,
check that out.
Actually, they're doing a... They're doing at the Marlin Room at Webster Hall... They're having a rock Comic-Con party every night after Comic-Con.
You know, this is why...
We've never done the after parties. We go home.
First of all, if you've ever seen me in Comic-Con, I am... First of all, it's my mecca. I look forward to it every year. Every year. And I just buy so much shit. I've tried to finish off my runs of comic books. I always buy more fucking comic books.
And I get to play as Bouncer when he's going through.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Out of the way.
Yeah.
Nerds.
I'm thinking, I don't know if this is going to work. I'm afraid to bring it, though. My Walking Dead number one, signed by Tony Moore and Robert Kirkman.
Why are you bringing it?
Get it CGC.
Ah, okay. Why don't you just have the shop do it?
I think they have to have some sort of proof now, because before I could just get it CGC.
Yeah.
Now, did you see what happened last year with me, with my fucking chew?
Yes, yeah.
First of all, the creators... They were like, whoa, 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 I can't even sign this. I'm like, what do you mean you can't sign it? Wrote it. You drew it. They're like, look, man, like, we will sign this, but you have to get this sealed. Like, there's only very few of these left out there. I'm like, all right, dude. If you say so, I'll do it. And I had to be basically escorted from CGC.
Some
girl had to just stay there. And she had, like, a miserable time just doing it, too. Because I tried to do small talk. You know me. I'm a personal guy. I can fucking just shoot the shit. But she was not having it. Not having it at all.
She was like, don't talk to me, you mouth-breathing basement dweller.
First of all, I'm not a mouth-beat.
I know. I'm just saying the stereotypes for everyone else, though.
Well, there is a stereotype.
Yeah. We bathe daily.
You know what I was really good? That's why Comic-Con is turning into San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, really is. It's actually, I think it's going to surpass it soon.
Which I don't want it to do.
I don't, because I've been, San Diego Comic-Con was a good time.
Yeah.
It was too much.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to go to any panels there, like even the small ones, you had to kill 2-3 hours of your fucking day.
But that's
normal. I don't want to do that. I'm talking about the ones that like I just walked into. Like,
yeah.
Like in New York, you could always find a random panel to go to. There'll be like 20 people in the room.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
That's what a Comic-Con's supposed to be like.
Like, oh, let me go check this out.
Just a panel discussion. Because, look at it.
I did like last year, though, how we went to the Walking Dead comic book panel.
Yeah.
Purposely. To see the comic book panel.
Yeah.
Our signs got to kill you.
Ah, son of a bitch! Let it hang.
Yeah, it's fine. It'll hurt you. And I just remember Howdy Hill was so pissed off that it was not the TV show panel. Because, at that time, they're like an issue 104 or whatever at that point, right? And he's like, issue 112, the following people are going to die.
Carver Kirkman? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, man. I love his interviews.
I love when he talked about, huge spoiler alert right here, when Glenn died in issue 100, which had been out for like 2 months at that point, he's like, oh, well, you should be reading the books anyway.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ, yeah. So the Walking Dead panel, apparently because we have our press, we're allowed to go in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's but how many people have press fucking credentials?
No clue.
You know what I mean? You're not even going to be there Saturday, right?
No. I'll be there Thursday and Friday.
All right. I'll let you know if I can get in. But thing is, most people wait all day for one panel.
Yep.
Why would you go to a con for one fucking panel?
Remember last year, me and you ended up in the DC one, too, just like...
Yeah.
And like, oh, you guys can just go in there. Like, we're online. He's like, no, you can stay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Last year was... Was last year the one with Carrie Fisher and me? No.
Mm-mm.
No, last year was William Shatner with
me.
Yeah.
Can't believe he kissed you and put fucking glitter on your face, too.
So weird.
One of the worst... It was weird because I went in to see a panel for this movie that's on Netflix now called Violet and Daisy, which stars Alexis Bledel and James Gandolfini.
Of course, it's Alexis Bledel.
Right? Yeah. Now, you know me and my Gilmore Girls. I don't have to tell you anything. But the thing was, the director somehow was a huge Star Wars fan, as we all, and he bumped into Carrie Fisher... Starts talking to her and somehow got her to come to his panel to talk about his movie. She has nothing to do with his panel. So everybody who was in there saw Carrie Fisher talk about being Carrie Fisher crazy. It was fucking ridiculous. And then people outside were like, holy shit, is that Carrie Fisher? So it started filling up because of Carrie Fisher. It all became a Carrie Fisher panel.
That's fucking great.
That's a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I like the New York Special Edition, where it was just strictly comic books. It was just one area.
Yeah, it was just the, if you're familiar with New York Comic Con, Special Edition was just pretty much Artist Alley and a little bit of the main lobby, and that was it.
That's it. Which was perfect for me, well, because I like comic books.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here's the thing, I get it, all the pop culture stuff, the movies and the Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, San Diego Comic-Con, that was 90% of it, I felt like.
Just Hollywood.
You're walking through San Diego, and you're like, there's Kevin Sorbo, there's Brent Spiner, there's Kevin Bacon, again. Why is Kevin Bacon all over this con? And no one bothers them. But in New York, you don't really see the celebrities.
You do. Scott Addis is always walking around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's because he actually just wants his comic books.
I saw Chris Hardwick before, the Nerdist really took off.
When he was still just there, just doing
it. It was just
Nerdist.
A Nerdist.
Yeah.
You know?
Before it was a Nerdist Network.
Yeah. I told you about the Nerdist. I told you, buddy. Yeah. It was going to fucking blow up. And then he was just chilling around. But people who know Chris Hardwick knows Chris Hardwick. I'm like, thanks for the Nerdist, pal. He's like, nice to see you. You know? Now he can never walk around anymore.
No, he'll get mobbed and raped.
Nope. Never again.
So also on Friday, October 10th, from 7:30 to 9:30, at the Hammerstein Ballroom, it's an evening with the cast of Star Trek: The Next Generation, moderated by William Shatner.
Cool.
Apparently, it's everybody but Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
In the picture, it's everyone but Wheaton.
Yeah. We usually, I've been to a Shat Ball.
Oh, really?
At the Brooklyn, and the Bell House in Brooklyn, which was hilarious. I'm not a Trekkie fan. You've seen more Star Trek than I am.
Yeah, but that's more of the fact that I just like binge-watching TV shows.
Star Trek, it would binge watch?
When I was a kid, you would have...
No, well, we talked about this. Yeah. Cheers, and then it
Cheers,
would be the next
that.
Generation.
And then it would just keep going sometimes. Yeah. You're like, it's 3 in the morning all of a sudden. Shit.
Like 3 episodes of Next Generation.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you find yourself knowing the fucking storyline.
Yes. Like I saw, like as a little kid, I saw all the Star Trek movies. I never really saw the original series until they started re-airing in like the late 80s, early 90s. But when you're a little kid, like, you know, Search for Spock, Wrath of Khan. I remember the first Star Trek movie just being awful, even as like a 6-year-old. I was like... what the fuck is this?
The one where they get the whales?
The V'ger. No, V'ger.
What's that one? What?
Star Trek V'ger. The motion picture. V'ger. V'ger. They're like, hey, you know, like a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, where the fuck I watched it for the first time?
Yeah.
I loved the fucking planets. I loved the stars and shit. You know, like, I think half my bedroom was like planet shit and dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and then I'm like, what? They even had like a kid who loves that shit. I'm like, what the fuck was this?
Well, like, how old were you with the?
Like 5, 6, 7 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 22. Yeah. No, you know, you never had any of your friends who had like the fucking glow in the dark stars on the roof and shit like that.
I'd still have them.
You're like, they're stuck there. I can't get them off.
I got so like so lazy of taking them down, I just started painting them over. I'm like, they won't fucking show through the paint, right?
Oh, man. Do they glow still?
Yeah, they still glow.
That's
awesome. They glow through the fucking paint.
That makes it even creepier. You have like a bad horror movie in your bedroom.
So, yeah, I still have that shit. But, yeah, Voyager. Voyager. I would watch it every now and again, Star Trek. You know what was really cool with Star Trek? The animated series.
I just saw it on Netflix, and I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it's
I
good
hope
shit.
It's ridiculous.
It's fucking good.
Just as a nerd, I hope it's ridiculous.
It is just as boring, but like intriguing and like nerdy. And, like you're watching a show, but the only thing that's different is like they're actually like running for long periods of time in the animated. That's all. Because they don't really run. You're like, none of them are like physically capable.
No.
But this one, they're actually running, jumping, and like aliens that look like aliens.
George Takei was probably the only one who was like in shape on that show.
So, yeah, it's going to be $75 to meet William Shatner again. I know it. But I already, you know what, though? If I would to see him again, I would get my, I have the, you know that Twilight Zone episode of William Shatner? The one with
Is something on the plane?
No. The one with the devil thing where he's taking a fortune because his car broke down.
Yeah.
I got a replica of that thing where he can get the fortune out of it. I would get him to sign it, but I don't want to lug that thing all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I would if this, you know what? Next time we're going to actually get a room and try to do after parties.
Or our own after party.
Yeah, that's right. We will. We'll just kind of see what happens.
Let's see what celebrities. There's a lot of celebrities going to be there this year.
I don't even check.
Like the entire Walking Dead cast will be there.
They will be there. Yeah. But I don't know if they're going to have their own signing booths again.
Yeah, like Kevin Smith will be there. That's weird.
He's there every year.
Kevin Conroy. Maybe I'll find him this year and actually get my shit signed.
That would be cool. Like the animated series? Yeah. Like box set?
Yeah, the box sets. So I bring it every year. And I find his table. It's like his signing will be. I'm like, it says now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking around. I'm like, there's no line here. And there's no Kevin Conroy.
I still don't have the box set. I have all of it, like, downloaded.
You know, the only thing I don't own right now, well, here's the thing. I actually just finished watching the entire Batman the Animated Series.
Love it.
And now because before that, I binge-watched, I had the box set of Justice League and Justice League United.
Oh, I only watch a few of those.
Justice League's entertaining. Justice League United gets dark. And
is Conroy in that one, too?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Conroy is the voice of Batman.
He's Batman, yeah.
He's been the voice of Batman since the animated series all the way through
for
the 2000s. 22,
23 years now.
Yeah. So that's who we were talking about, Internet, if you don't know who that is. But holy shit.
But now I'm like on episode 4 of Batman Beyond now.
Me too.
Yeah, I just finished like the first 3 episodes.
Yeah, me too. I just started watching that yesterday.
I do like
while Gotham was playing.
Oh, really? No,
yeah.
I watched Gotham. Did you watch it yet?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
You can totally talk about it. I don't give a shit. I'll interview you about Gotham. All
right.
Well, let's cut to our music.
Yes. I got something queued up here. More from music of
Yesteryear?
Punktoberfest.
Oh, Punktoberfest.
We'll do a Yesteryear song after this.
Yeah.
This is Long Island hardcore band, Live Fast, Die Fast. Song is From the Start.
sex straight from the heart. These are our roots, always there from the start, from the start. We've been here from the start. We've been here from the start. So much has been said and so much has been done. Can you forgive and forget me? The past can move on. This is our chance, we won't be denied. This is our chance, we're gonna fight. So much has been said and so much has been done. Can you forgive and forget me? The past and move on. This is our chance, we won't be denied. This is our chance, we're gonna fight.
That was Live Fast, Die Fast off their album Keep Your Fingers Crossed, the song From the Start.
Yeah, they're good, man. They fucking old school hardcore.
That was co-produced by Mike Gallo.
Oh, okay.
From Agnostic Front. They'll be playing October 25th at Punktoberfest.
Get your hair cut at Two Kings.
By Mike Gallo.
Yeah, he cut my hair once. I didn't even know who it was. He's like, yeah, you're in a band? I'm like, oh, well, I was. If you want to call it that. He's like, I'm in a band. Oh, like, yeah, what's the name of your band? Agnostic Front.
You're like, I've heard of them.
Like, get the fuck out of here. And like, I think I got your album in my car right now, man. You did a good fucking straight part, man. You did a fucking good part.
I don't know any of these things about hair.
It was nice. Fucking, you know, you get a hardcore band, become a barber, apparently.
Yeah. Why the hell not? They both lost art forms.
Yeah, but yeah, it was solid cut. It's good shit. But yeah, man, I was watching, because I keeps popping up on my Netflix, so Batman Beyond. I'm like, I haven't watched this in a while. Let me watch it.
I never watched the full series.
Like, neither have I. I've seen the pilot.
Yeah, I remember seeing the first few episodes, and it must have been that point in my life where I just had to start working and shit like that.
Me too.
We didn't have DVRs back then.
No. And believe that, millennial. Yeah. You had to watch it when it was on.
Our phones had cords on them. We had to walk to school both ways. That's your great-grandparents.
So that was, 1999, I think, it came out? Around then.
Let's go to the internet.
And you know what? I haven't seen it since then, and I watched the first, three episodes.
It's fucking good.
It still holds up.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, wow, this is like the Batman, the animated series for, that generation of kids.
Yeah.
Or maybe it just played on for the same audience.
When they actually released Batman Beyond in universe in the comic books, I've actually been collecting that since they've been doing it.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I'm not a big DC comic fan outside of
Batman.
Neither
am I. Yeah.
But anything that DC has for, the future universe.
Yeah.
Or, an alternate universe, a Justice or Earth 2 or whatever, they're so much fucking better than their main universe.
Oh, man, the future universe of, 2099 shit?
Yeah, that's Marvel.
Yeah, fucking...
This is, 2015.
It's, 20... It said 20 years later. It didn't even tell you, what year it was. It just said 20 years later from whatever you're watching it from.
Yes, whatever you watched it from. But it started in January of 1999.
Yeah. That's right.
It ended in December of 2001 with 52 episodes.
Solid. It was such a solid pilot, too. Yeah. I loved it.
I mean, if you ever watched the Justice League United, they actually tie up the whole Batman storyline.
Beyond?
Yeah, the Batman and Batman Beyond storylines. They tell you how it crosses over. All you got to do is watch that one episode.
No way.
You'll fucking love it. Because I was like, this is awesome.
So you see powers coming into play and shit?
Yes, yeah.
No way.
Yep. You see, you figure out where Terry, the guy who replaces Bruce Wayne as Batman, you get
his backstory.
His whole backstory and how he actually,
knows his...
what made him become Batman.
Oh.
There's underlining reasons of why.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I just got the episode of Past Mr. Freeze.
Okay.
So, and then there was I think that was the last one I saw, actually.
That's what I'm up to.
With Mr. Freeze?
Yeah,
it's good.
I watched the Ink one was the last
I
watched.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ink Blot, and then the guy with the mechanical.
That was the last one I watched, the mechanical one.
That guy?
Yeah.
That little nerdy guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good stuff. It's good. It's three seasons. You know what? I'm so spoiled because it's only 20 minute episodes.
Oh, I know.
So I'm like, oh, man, I thought it was going to be an hour. It's fuck. All right, so I'm going to bang out these three seasons. How many seasons was the animated series? The
four.
Original?
Four. Three.
No way.
Three and then four.
But there were so many episodes
it's like a four CD. It's a four DVD set for each one.
Wasn't it like almost up to 30 episodes a season? Like 23, 24 episodes?
Then, that's what they did.
24 episodes? And it was such, like, I love the extras of watching the Batman the animated series, because they tell you about not even like the artwork, how it came about, the people who actually really created it, and like the orchestra, like the music, because the music's really fucking intense, right? For a TV, for a fucking animated fucking show at the time, it was such ahead of its time, you know? I still feel it. Like, I'm a little kid. I'm like, this is going to be fucking good.
When I bought the DVD box sets, I think it was like last Christmas or the Christmas before that. They went on sale for like $15 each. I was like, buy all.
Yeah, man.
And when this first came out of my surround sound.
Buy this for like $80 at the time?
No, I got all for all four,
Yeah. Look at it right now on Amazon. See how much that shit is. It's like almost like $200, $130. I think it's like $139 the last time I checked.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just saying, I think...
They don't even make it this intense anymore with the music anymore.
No, it's all like cheesy shit.
This is the full orchestra. This is not like synthesizer or anything. A full orchestra. Ah! Yes! How can you not like this?
Yeah, each box set right now is $30.
What?
Each
season.
That's what I did. Oh. I bought them all... separately.
Oh, no, I want the big bundle.
But they're all $15 each. Yeah, the big bundle is $130.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's $10 more than buying all four.
Yeah, but the extras are really cool.
I'll tell you this. I mean, I don't even know how the fuck you have room.
What?
You have no room for shit anymore.
It's up to my rafters and my fucking... What, like my DVDs and my Blu-rays? My books?
Alfred's going to die in an avalanche of DVDs and books.
It actually happened. Like, I have my DVDs were on the opposite side of my room. And then one day, like, it was just so big of the pile of my DVDs, they actually fell and went into my bed. I was so goddamn scared when it happened. I felt like I got hit by, like, an avalanche of, like bullets. And my heart was like, I'm like, what the fuck happened? It's an earthquake!
I'm picturing you being Principal Skinner in Bart the Murderer episode, where we're searching for your killer, you just trapped.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I didn't want to get up. I knew what happened, so I just started going through my DVDs that fell on me. Start picking out the ones I haven't watched in a while.
Like, I guess there's a hint to watch this shit.
I'm like, all right, Groundhog's Day. I'll watch that. I'm like, why not? Oh, man.
But new Batman TV show premiered this week.
Did you watch it?
I watched it, yeah. Gotham.
What do you think?
Here's the thing. A lot of people don't like it because it was...
They think it's Batman?
It's a confusing thing for them. They think it's Batman. No, but this is the Jim Gordon story.
Yeah, it's this fucking Gotham BD. Right?
They show like how corrupt the police department is, how corrupt the government is.
Of course.
How the
Why do you think?
It.
Yeah.
I mean, they start out with the whole iconic... The crime alley thing with the fucking pearls and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, they did that. At least like all the other ones, they've kind of just... All right, you've all seen this before, so let's get it done.
If you know the Batman universe, you know that Gotham PD was always corrupt.
Yes.
And so do you think people who are going into watching this, they don't realize that? Or do they introduce like how like a little bit, like just a little nugget?
They show how the cops, the detectives, and everything. Bullock is Gordon's partner.
Yeah.
Bullock is the senior detective.
Yeah. Played by Jimmy the Cab Driver?
Yes.
How awesome is he?
Oh, he's actually very good for Bullock.
I fucking love that guy.
He's fucking good for Bullock. Donald Logue, I think his name is.
Donald Logue, yeah.
He plays a good... He's a crooked cop, but he's like
he's not.
Yeah, but like right now he's really crooked. But like you tell, like he wants Gordon not to be his partner originally. And then like he kind of towards the end of the episode like starts helping him out. And kind of regrets it, but still is crooked by the end of the episode. It's a good intro. It's a good pilot.
Who did they introduce besides those two?
Actually, it starts out with Selina Kyle.
Ooh, young,
like 10 years old. Selina Kyle. So no one's allowed to find that version of Catwoman attractive,
except a guy from Newfound Glory.
Yes, or that priest out of West Hampton right now. But it starts with her stealing milk from a woman and pickpocketing someone and then, like, climbing the rafters and stuff.
Oh,
and
that's
she
right,
witnesses Bruce Wayne's parents get murdered.
No way.
Yeah. Like, she, like,
wow, that's a nice, that's a good twist.
Yeah. And then
I like that, actually. I like that a lot.
Then the guy, the gunman.
Yeah.
They explain, like, yeah, Bruce, all he can really say is, like, he had shiny shoes.
That's all Bruce
that's
says.
All he, like, he had shot like that, but he was a big
so
guy.
So you think Bruce, as a kid, is going to be a predominant, like, character?
Yes.
Or, really?
Yeah. Yes. He's going to be...
As a kid, with Alfred?
Well, with Alfred, who I can't tell if he's British or Australian right now, though.
Scottish?
He keeps saying mate.
It could be... Well, it could be British or...
That's yeah, but I can't tell because he doesn't really talk that much.
Not definitely not Scottish.
Yeah, no, I hope he's just British still.
But, yeah, probably.
Yeah, then they tie it together where... The Penguin, Oswald Cobblepot, is getting nicknamed. He is Fish Mooney,
Fish
who's a made-up character. It's Jada Pinkett Smith. She's like, it's like his, her, like, underling.
Okay.
And you can tell he's already tried to take over.
Oh.
And he's already a vicious, like, penguin. And, like, he gets mad when people call him the Penguin.
All right.
And then they frame Ivy Pepper.
Oh, come on.
That's the one thing that bothered me a lot.
Get out of here.
It's not Pam Isley. It's Ivy Pepper.
Come on.
They frame her father for being, like, the mafia and the cops.
Yeah.
They frame her father to be the one who killed Bruce Wayne's parents.
Oh.
So they
now,
what's
it, an hour show?
Yeah, 45 minutes. Like, an hour. Yeah.
Is that going to be the normal runtime?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so... I'm interested. How about, like, how did they paint
There was a comedian in it. You don't know if he's the Joker or not, but he's a comedian.
Maybe the Joker.
Maybe or maybe not.
What about, like, how did he do Gotham as, like, the set?
It's at the funeral, you know, that big, gigantic...
Did they have, like, blimps?
No.
You gotta have the
blimps.
They
made it very much... I was reading a story about...
Did it look like Lois and Clark?
No, it looked... where the graveyard was, looked like that big graveyard in Flushing.
Oh, Queens.
That you see
the hills and
it was set up like that, which was awesome. But they don't actually have it. The cityscape that you see is not New York. It's not Chicago. It's not Paris. It's not this. It's like they made their own city.
Well, Gotham was always like
Newark. If you look at the map, it's where Newark is.
You think Gotham was Newark?
If you Google like maps or whatever. But by the way, though, if you watch Batman the Animated Series, you'll see like when the plane takes off once, like they do like the whole dot to dot thing, like from like it's a Ra's al Ghul episode, I believe. And it's New
Tiger,
York,
Tiger.
It's New York City.
Oh man,
it's legitimately New York City. Like the plane flies over Long Island. I was like, I think I even put that on Instagram. Like,
holy
crap, I know that place.
That was such a solid episode. I'm sorry to jump that.
Oh, no,
that's
fucking great.
Tiger, Tiger.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that was like a two-parter.
Yep.
Right. Oh man, that
that's actually what made Ra's al Ghul my favorite.
Holy shit,
villain.
Oh god, I can't wait to. I gotta watch that again. Look at this fucking guy. I wish I had my camera on right now.
Back to Gotham, I guess.
What, do you know what they said about Metropolis, though? That they originally, like, people, they wanted Metropolis to be like Toronto.
All right.
Do you believe that? I always thought Metropolis was Manhattan.
Well, you gotta remember, it's your Smallville, which is a country town. And I would see it more as a Chicago or...
Metropolis?
Or even, because there's not... I mean, there are farms somewhat near New York, but you gotta go a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta go to Canada.
it's a fucking megapolis for
Well, if you go to near like Woodstock, Newport.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but
that's three hours away from us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, without traffic. That's just the fucking tolls and the lights.
What would you say about Gotham? Like, would you give it... Because, like, I remember I was pissed. I don't know about you, but I was fucking so pissed to see Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You were so angry about that. I mean, I didn't like it that much either. I was like, it wasn't that good. Then they were like, yeah.
The thing is, like, you know what? I came to terms because I love Sky in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm like, why would I want to see some frumpy character who lives in a van who is a fucking hacker? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to see a girl who get half naked and looking at her bra.
Yeah, because she stole her ass. Like,
yeah.
You know? So I'm like, you know what?
And they made her character so much better by the end of the season, too.
They did. And I am a fan now. I'll eat crow. I admit it when I'm wrong.
Well,
and I was wrong because I love Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is debut. Did it debut today or tomorrow?
Yes, tonight. So that's on my DVR at home right now.
Oh, sweet. I can't wait.
We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, man. That's going to be good shit.
And then we're going to have Arrow and Flash in October.
Oh, God. I've watched The Flash.
And Star Wars Rebels. It starts October 3rd, I believe.
The cartoon one?
Yeah.
Do I have to watch The Clone Wars?
No.
It's going to be a totally separate thing?
I believe this takes place after... this is taking place between episode 3 and 4, I believe.
Okay.
There's a novel just came out. The first novel of this whole new Star Wars universe that they're combining. Okay. And I picked it up. I haven't started reading it yet. I was just like, I have to do this. I'm a giant nerd. And I just want to see where they're going with this. And, like, the foreword is them explaining that, like, this is a whole new universe now.
Well, they always... Well, even with the Clone Wars, they painted a new universe.
Yes.
Which I watched a few episodes of Clone Wars.
They're entertaining, but they're not that good.
They're okay. I mean, it's good enough to follow it again, like, binge watch.
I think they should have killed off Jar Jar Binks in every episode like he was Kenny from South Park.
Oh, my God. I'm going to do it again this year in Comic-Con.
Albert's tradition.
Mm-hmm. I always wait until about Sunday.
If you break enough of those, they're going to be worth money.
Yeah, I'm the one dude who's making that money. You know, the same guy that's doing, like, all of that fucking Images first issues, like Bloodshot. Wildcats, number one.
Oh, God.
Like a million people bought that one. Here we go. We're getting some Jay.
We're actually going to finish hour one right now, so.
All right, well, introduce Jay.
Yes. Hi, Jay.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Jay. We're about to close out hour one, but hopefully you can join us for hour two.
Well, yes. I'll be here. I got no other better place to be.
Nice.
All right. So I'm gonna play.
Let's go from a yesteryear, or you want to do another one for?
Let's do a yesteryear song.
From our first year, or
yes.
Ooh, our first year.
Which means two different record labels. Which one do you want to do?
Do you want to do old school? Like, let's do a Blackheart.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do Blackheart, and I want to go to Black Numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right. Since Blackheart Records was... they were actually the first ones.
Very first one. Thanks to you to Annie Stoic.
Yes.
Of Jackknife Stiletto. Yeah. Did we get Blackheart before we met Annie, or Annie hooked us up?
No, right before we met her. Like, literally, like, the week before.
Yeah, right? For Record Store Day.
And
like
then we saw her at Record Store Day making coffee for Blackheart Records.
Yeah. So thanks, Annie. Well,
and we're friends still 4 years later.
Yeah.
So, let's play off of Joe Jett's and Blackheart's greatest hits.
Yeah.
Let's do Bad Reputation.
Nice.
Do what you want to do, and that's what I'm gonna do. And
That was Joe Jett of the Blackhearts off their Greatest Hits album from Blackheart Records with Bad Reputation here at the Elvis and Albert Show. We're going to take a quick break, and maybe with the magic of radio, we'll be back in half a second, or it'll be commercial. I don't know. So stay tuned. And back recording, 3, 2.
It would fit everywhere.
Take it in the culo. Take it in the culo.
Ooh, welcome back to Hour 2 here at the Elvis and Alfred Show on MoreLikeRadio.com. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred. And this is Jay. Jay Fitz, the bartender.
The situation.
What's up? The Jamaican Thunder.
Here at the Half Penny Club of Sayville, 220 North Main Street.
That's right.
In, oddly enough, Sayville.
Sayville, you yo.
Not the brick houses like that guy yelled last night at the microphone.
Hilarious.
God, I mocked
him. Dig it up to the brick house.
I knocked him so badly.
That was great.
It's karaoke here on Monday nights, and apparently somebody from the brick house, which is a bar about not
it's,
even
it's
10
full
minutes.
Of dirty fucking patchouli smelling hippies and country music fans.
Mm-hmm. And he came here for a karaoke thinking that he was still there, apparently. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, did he give you a shout out? What did he say?
He told my run, "Are you ready, Brick House?"
Everyone was like, "What?"
Yeah. And I was like,
and
"Boo this
everyone,
man!"
Everyone was like, "What?" And he's like, "Oh!" And the DJ Paulie, he's like, "Yeah, this is the Halfpenny."
You're yelling at him. It was
guy
fun.
He looked like such a dick. It was great.
And so Elvis sings his song.
Yeah, "Are you ready, Butcher Boys?" I then I corrected it. What was this? I said like three
then
bars.
Then you said Bayshore Half
well,
Penny.
Yeah, yeah, the next song I did, I was like, thank you, we're here all great here at the Half Penny Pub of Bayshore.
and somewhere Ed's ears just perked up.
That was funny, though. I'm actually surprised none of those bros started a fight last night.
Oh, the dude bros?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm surprised, as far as I was here,
there was no issues. I mean, it was a lot of weird people, but no issues.
Usually there's a good ratio of girls here, meaning there's at least...
20%?
Not even. Maybe like, it would be like...
Two dudes to one girl.
No, like 10
six dudes. Girl, six dudes to a girl. But last night was like three girls.
And like, one of those not count.
Yeah.
Totally doesn't. I know exactly what you're talking
about. The dream of talking about.
Fucking whale. You're a fucking whale.
Yeah. Put down the fork. Face.
This one goes out to all my Ren fans.
I already volunteered because the DJ likes to retire songs when people sing it too much. I'm like, I'll butcher her song. I will.
Oh, my God. Can we?
Yeah.
All of them?
All of them, yes.
Yeah. You should download Dory Talking to Whales.
Oh, man. But last night, dude, there was a... I can't say her name. I can't even... How do I explain this? They come here. They're like one of the show people, right? She's like one of that girl that's like the beard.
Yeah.
So she was dancing to like a song. And then like what I guess her... This guy is like one of her dance partners in her dance troupe because they were doing like synchronized dancing
like
and shit.
Mirroring each other, not like doing the same moves.
Was this the gay guy?
Yeah. And the little brunette girl.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
They're here every Monday.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
They seem afraid to talk to anyone else.
And I like that girl, too.
They don't hang out with anybody else.
I try talking to her all the time.
Which makes no sense.
She has none of me. She has none of Albert.
Well, they don't have any social, like, nothing. They're not social with anybody. Like, they don't talk to anyone.
They're only within their own
except for themselves.
Like, I was like, are we going to get round two of another dance off? What's going on here? And she was like, I'm going
to
get away
but
from
no,
me.
But no, but she was dancing, and then, like, the guy tried to pick her up and, like, spin her, but she was wearing, like, the short dress.
She
so
does.
All I saw, like, just ass for, like, 360.
Awesome.
I'm like, yes!
America.
Yes!
America.
Like, now I know what that looks like.
It's about fucking time.
But I was like, so she was.
And
dancing.
You know what? The guy that was spinning her would not even respect that.
No, well, maybe he's just like Jackson too. Jackson, he talks gay, but
No, that guy's gay.
This guy is
the other gay guy last night.
He is super fucking gay.
No, he says he's not.
He orders a drink with a lisp, bro.
You're talking about the guy that was
making
out with the other gay guy.
He's like, you know, can I just get like a water?
We're talking about the other guy.
Oh, dude, yeah, totally.
Jackson.
Oh, wait. No, apparently he's not.
No, bullshit. That guy is gay.
No.
He's gay.
The guy that
I'd say
there's
so too.
No way that girl has been coming here with him for the last year and a half for karaoke.
That guy making out with another guy last night
gay.
Is not gay.
Oh, he was making out with a dude?
Yeah, he was making out with that tattooed gay dude that hangs out
with... Oh, Gameson?
Yeah.
The one that we called Gameson?
Yeah, Gameson.
You know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. That guy,
we called him Gameson last night.
His name's Gameson, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I know Gameson. Yeah, he's like white power and shit. Yeah. It's like weird. Yeah.
He's rainbow power, first of all. Let's just say that.
He's like, I guess I'll just go fuck myself. Rainbow power.
First of all, yeah, he's like, yeah, that's Gameson.
Everybody is his little pony. I get it.
But that guy is social, actually. Yeah.
He's what?
But that guy's sociable, at least.
I guess. Yeah, he's sociable. Instead of playing like fucking White Horses, we're playing like something from a Hedwig and an Angry Inch. You know?
Oh, God. We should just we have to learn really bad fucking like Broadway songs to sing.
Oh, dude, I'll sing fucking Rent. Like, I don't give a shit. 17,000 seconds and 1,000 minutes. Everybody has it.
Oh, man, the dance one was amazing. You know, at one point, when they were doing their dance off after karaoke, they just loaded the jukebox up with Rent.
Yeah, that.
Me and him start singing the song.
It's.
I'm like, eight. Monorail, eight.
Yeah, that's what I left last week. When they loaded the jukebox up, they all started singing, started dancing on the bar. I'm like, fuck this. I'm going home. I don't watch musicals.
She dances up on the fucking bar again. I'm looking up her skirt. That's what's happening.
Yeah, well, there was some hot girl that got up on the bar. Like, Nikolai tried to introduce me to this girl
last week.
No, last week.
Oh, last week.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, this is Jay, blah, blah. He's the manager of the bar. And I'm like, I'm like, hi. And she's like, hi. Anyway, can I get like 4 shots of tequila, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow. Because I'm not behind the bar. This girl wants absolutely nothing to do with me. 5 minutes later, she's up on the bar, and I see her ass just jiggling in my face. And I'm like, this makes up for her being rude.
Nice.
I am totally fine with this.
Awesome, meaty.
On that note, I'm going home. It was nice.
Was she tan?
No, she had a thong on. It was a black thong, but she had a very short black dress. So her ass, like the ass meat, was kind of like just hanging out of the dress.
Peeking out the bottom.
Peeking out, It was like two buns, just kind of like shaking. It was nice.
Yeah,
it was a nice view. I mean, it wasn't much, but it was better than her, not paying attention to me.
What about her vagina? Do you think it was like meaty?
I think she had a very small clit.
You think
the way her body was built, I think she had a very small clit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Nothing protruding. Like you actually had to find it.
Oh man. Yeah. You would have to be like.
Yeah, you had to get it going, and then it would be like, pakook! And then it would, like, stick out. You know, once you get it fucking swollen, it's
all out there. One of those little bad boys would be like,
whoop. Yeah.
You're like, oh, there it is. Where is it? Whoop. There it is. One of those?
Yeah. I think her clit would have been, not so much labia, just a little bit of the ding, 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 you know.
Peekaboo!
Very tiny bell to ring. Very tiny bell to ring.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you saw that.
Yeah, you know, whatever. It was all good. You know, it was something to make up for her being rude.
That's what I said last night with that girl, because she's always like, I'm a nice guy. I don't know what she does have against me, because I say hi to her all the time. Yeah. You know,
she does that to everyone.
I don't like pursue her or anything.
Yeah, no, I've served her drinks because I've covered Monday nights before.
But she
and she's just like
not
she's like
having
I'm good.
It with me
I'm good.
At all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it with you too?
Yep. Same thing.
Yeah. Same thing.
Last night,
same thing. And she knows that I've been bartending here. Yeah.
Well, the
so
best
like,
was
the
only positive interaction I've ever had was with her last night. Well, I was standing over there like halfway up the bar where they were all dancing. She like bumped into me, so I just started drunkenly like shaking my ass and dancing back at her. She started dancing with me. I'm like, oh, she does have a soul.
That's why, she goes to Momo's when Megan works, and Paulie does karaoke again.
Yeah,
and
so I
figured I'll go there Wednesday and actually sing. And then just be like, huh?
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 I can do Rent.
Now you like me?
I pay rent, so there you go.
Yeah? Like, I know, actually, I do know, like, I actually own the soundtrack to Hedwig and Angry Inch. I actually really love that movie.
Fair enough.
You know, I actually met the actual actor who played Hedwig in the movie at a Neil Gaiman fucking reading of all. So that's super nerdy. So I have like such a nerdy credit. Like, you're in fucking
theater.
She just
doesn't care. She doesn't care.
No.
She does not care about me at all.
See, I have the problem is when I'm serving her or the guy, I have this problem with anybody. Like, if you come up to me with an accent or some kind of, like, speech, anything that's not how I talk, I immediately adapt to it and speak the same way back to you.
Like, you speak, like, wispy?
I could speak gay. I could speak
so if somebody asks
Gaelic.
You, like,
I could speak English. I could speak fucking, like, British. Whatever.
Will you be like, here's a sea breeze guy?
Yeah, that's the way it happens. I can't help it. It just happens.
You mimic?
Just immediately adapt and mimic.
What?
I can't help it. It happens all the time.
Get the fuck
out of here. I swear to God.
Have you heard this, Elvis?
Yes.
It happens. It's so bad.
Actually, I can't remember. There was one time with the gay dude that you were dealing with, and he was like, I just did this. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's bad. It happens every time, and I can't help it.
He freaks himself out. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I've known you for close to 20 years. I've never heard this before.
Dude, it happens all the time. If you get somebody in here with Irish accent, German accent, English accent,
you know about this?
Doesn't matter.
I know about the gay one.
The gay ones, it doesn't matter. Gay ones, it doesn't matter. Anything that they speak that's not what I speak, I immediately adapt and mimic.
Fuck
and I can't
here.
Help it. I swear to God, it happens every time. Every fucking time.
Alright.
And it's bad. And I feel bad because the people, like, even the retards, they'll come in and they'll be like, and I'm like, fuck.
Hi, Jay. Can I have a fucking... What's a gay drink? Like, what's a gay drink?
Appletini, obviously.
Can I have a... No, that's like 2001. What's a gay drink now?
A gay drink now would be like a,
Bahama, no.
Like a... Like a puffy nevo.
Can I have a rum and coke? Well, that's not a gay drink. What's a gay drink? What do gays drink?
Bud Light? I don't know.
Gays drink everything. They drink a shitload of Fireball.
Can I have a Fireball?
You know what? You know what gays drink now? Gays drink, but I've noticed gay people drink a lot of Amaretto sours.
Ew.
For some reason, Amaretto seems to be like the big thing for gay people. And when they order, they're like, can I get, like, an Amaretto sour? And they're like, yeah.
Is it Amaretto sour? You're like, holy fuck, did it just come out of my mouth?
Yeah. That's the thing. I'm walking
can
to the register.
Can I get something in my mouth? Like a cock?
I'm walking to the register, and I'm going to kill myself. And I'm like, I can't believe I just said that. And I walk back, I'm like, here's your change. I'm like, fuck.
No, you don't do that.
I swear to God. It happens. Dude, people bug out. They're like, why'd you just talk to that person like that? I'm like, I don't know. It just kind of happens. When someone gives me a fucking... an abnormal accent or something, I mimic it every time. I can't help it. It's a reflex.
Because I know I talk weird. Do you mimic me when I talk weird?
No, because you talk normal. For me, you
really
talk
don't.
Normal. You talk normal for me.
Okay.
That is normal.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I've known you for close to 20 years, and I've never heard you say this shit.
I swear. Dude, how many gay people have I bumped into you with? How many English or anybody from outside of the States?
I don't know what you guys do on Wednesdays at your bathhouse. So
how many people that talk different have I bumped into you with?
I don't know.
I
don't think about it. That's that you pointed out. Now I'm gonna be like
remember
he's gonna do it.
Remember back on Thursdays when the soccer team used to come in.
Do it.
When the soccer team used to come in, it was all fucking like English and Scottish guys back in the day.
Are you like oi oi oi? Like
no, I would walk up to them and be like, they're like, oh, can I get a fucking Guinness?
I'm yeah,
like,
you can get a fucking Guinness.
Blimey.
Like, oh, bro, fuck
it. Off your fucking knickers
of we're all going to get pissed.
And it would be like one thing after another. They'd say something to me, and I'd say something right back in the same accent. And it was just like a mimic, and I couldn't help it. It would just happen. It would just roll up my
all
tongue.
Right.
Like,
I'm going to have to see this one. Well, let's talk about your other story, apparently. What's that one?
Oh, the pants story.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, you had to give away pants to your gay friends now?
Yes.
What's
all right.
His gay homeless friends.
No, it's not to my gay friends. Well, I mean, I don't know. The homeless might be gay. Who knows? I mean, there's got to be some gay homeless people out there.
Maybe.
I don't know. But basically, back in, was it 2011 now?
Yeah.
I was told, being single, that I have to change the way I dress for girls to like me.
Who told you this, first of all?
It was a whore.
Yeah, I was just sad. By the way, I was about to say the same goddamn thing.
First of all, that's true to a certain degree, you know?
Certain degree. But yeah. You know what? I'm a t-shirt and jeans guy. You guys know me this way for my entire life.
Both of you have the same. Like, I have and different. I'm a little fucking gay when it comes to fucking wardrobes because I have a summer wardrobe.
But you're exotic looking.
Look at me now.
Nice sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is right?
I haven't worn a sweater since third grade. Okay, yeah. I don't like sweaters. I hate them.
You need
them
to get sweaters
because that I used to get those from my grandparents all the time. Here's a sweater. Fuck you. I wanted a video game, and you know certain grandparents would give me a video game, but others would give me sweaters and socks, and I hated that shit. I don't like wearing sweaters.
Do hockey
sweaters count?
So anyway, yeah. So
no, they don't.
No, fuck that. So I'm like, you know what? This girl told me, she's like, listen, you have to start wearing form fitting clothing.
Yeah.
And because you have a great ass, you have to start wearing tight jeans.
You have a great
and I'm
ass?
Like, apparently. Apparently, I was told this.
Are we going back to the gay conversation now?
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
No, I'm just like a dude.
So,
just dude
so
staring
I go out,
asses.
Stupid me goes out and spends $400 on a fucking whole new wardrobe of skinny jeans, which I've never fucking owned.
I hate that fucking style.
I can't stand it.
Right?
I despise it,
I
too.
I used to buy...
Do you have them?
I used to buy
skinny
most...
jeans?
No, skinny jeans won't go past my fucking...
They won't go past my balls!
Yeah. And,
they don't even, I don't even get that far.
And a side note, I used to shop at PacSun all the time when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Buy t-shirts, jeans there. Now if you go to PacSun, there's an entire... You can't get normal jeans at PacSun.
I was in a mall today.
The whole wall is just...
He
the men
is absolutely is right.
It's all so goddamn skinny
if
jeans.
You go to, absolutely
you
go to,
you
right.
You can't get normal clothing at PacSun anymore.
Nope.
And I have a PacSun card, and
or
it's fucking useless.
These sweatpants with this drooping fucking crotch.
Oh, I know.
You know what? You know what the fuck is that about?
That's for big balls. I don't know. I don't get it.
I would wear it around my house
because PacSun used to be mostly guy stuff, and then all of a sudden, like, okay, they got the girl stuff, and now the girl stuff looks exactly like the guy stuff.
So
it's skinny jeans on both sides and tight form-fitting fucking hoodies. Double XL is still form-fitting. I don't
so
get it.
So 2011, you bought $400 worth
of
skinny
fucking
jeans.
Skinny jeans, form-fitting sweaters, and t-shirts. Okay. I am now giving this shit to Goodwill.
Unbelievable.
Because I've only worn those skinny jeans, one pair and one sweater and one shirt one time. I walked in my bar, right here, the Halfpenny and Sable.
So glad I was here for this.
Yeah. I walked in here on a Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
I was off, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to try this shit out. I walked in here like I had fucking, like, stick up my ass. I looked. I had fucking the spurs on. Like I walked in like could not sit down. And of course, all my friends are here. Phil, Rich, everyone.
You're here too.
And I'm like,
they were at the front of the bar, and a bunch of us were at the end of the bar.
They're like, what is wrong with you? And mind you, the girls that were with these other guys, their fiancés, their wives, whatever, girlfriends, they're like, holy shit, Jay, you have a great ass. And I'm like, thanks, but
so,
I can't.
So, to boost your ego, too.
Yeah, and they're like, wow, you've been working out because this shit's got all my shit tucked in. Like, I am like.
Like a girdle?
Dude, it was like a Christmas story. I couldn't even put my arms down. And I'm like, no, not really. I haven't gone to a gym in like a year, but okay, but yeah.
But
I just,
these girls giving you self-affirmation of you.
I could not even sit on a bench. I could not even sit on the bench. I couldn't sit on the chair.
Get the fuck out
I could
of
not
here.
Sit anywhere.
I regret not throwing you to the dumpster that night.
It was bad.
But all the girls telling you yes.
Yes. Yeah, said
like
exactly. They're all like, wow, you look great.
Reaffirmation of saying
you look great.
Like,
but people like Elvis and Phil and Rich, everybody's like,
what the fuck are you doing,
dude? What the fuck are you wearing? Like, you never wear clothes like this. You have got, what do you wear your baggy clothes? I actually left the bar, went home, changed, put on a pile of clothes, came back in baggy jeans, huge t-shirt, and I'm like, now I'm comfortable.
Then we made fun of him for looking like shit.
Yeah, so now all those clothes that are brand new are going in a bag, and I think it's this weekend. I think it's this Friday. They get picked up by Goodwill. So there's going to be some homeless guys walking around in skinny jeans.
There's going to be some fucking Mexican kid over here.
And a tight, brand new form-fitting sweater. try to look for some work on the side of the road.
Man. Like, all right. First of all, I like to say that I'm like fashion forward, but I'm also comfortable and like logical to like my style.
Yeah, but right now, what you're wearing, that is comfortable. It's very comfortable.
This is my style. I'm comfortable and
I don't
fashion
mind wearing
forward.
Fleeces. I don't mind wearing
and
fleeces.
And you may or may
I
not have
sweaters.
An animal killed for the clothes you're wearing.
I don't give a shit. It could be made by fucking Indonesian children.
That's
for all I care.
That's
shit.
What I mean.
I don't give a fuck who it's made by. Are you kidding me?
It could be made by my cousins, for all I know.
I wear spirit hoods.
Wait, check the back tag. Is it?
I don't know.
I wear spirit hoods all the time in the winter. I wear them in the summer.
Oh,
I don't
gosh,
give a shit.
Stop it.
I mean, this honestly, this looks
where
good.
Where is that made?
It's a 2XL. God damn, man. No wonder you look good in it.
Yeah, man.
I'm fucking in Bangladesh. You got any family in Bangladesh?
No, but my fucking IT friends are in there.
You're like, thanks for the sweater.
Yeah, man.
Like, thanks for the sweater.
That
dude.
Looks, that, you know what though? That looks mad comfortable.
But I have different wardrobes. I have a spring, summer, and fall. I do. I know my colors. I like my clothes. I
have t-shirts.
Like you see
all
my
year round.
Fashion. You know I'm
t-shirts
fucking. I'm a fashionable
round.
Guy, but I'm also not into. The fads of the time.
Yeah, I'm not into trendy
this
shit.
This sweater, I'm going to be wearing this for the next 10 years.
Exactly.
And I know in 10
exactly.
years from now, it's going to look good. That's my fashion.
I have hoodies. I have like yeah. over back. Like
I wear
big
sweaters
fleeces.
And fucking.
I have know. Big fleeces that I've been wearing since I was a kid, and they still fit because I've been the same size since sixth grade.
Elvis and I still wear the same flannels since fucking 90s.
Yes.
There you go.
You're
the
still
same thing.
I have
exactly.
one left from the 90s. Yeah. It's the most comfortable flannel I have.
I still have flannels. I still have like jeans that I still fit in. Like, you know, 36 waist. I don't give a shit. I'm 36, 32. I don't give a fuck. I'm way shorter than that, but I always like my jeans baggy.
Yeah.
Baggy, loose, whatever. I have
I'm a
clothes.
Total girl when it comes to clothes. Because, like, I went to the mall today. You know, because I'm going to a wedding in like 2 weeks, and I want to get a fresh shirt. You know, something fucking, you know, fresh. I like some fresh shit. And like, I was looking through like the styles of the teenagers, because like I went through the fucking stores. I'm holy fuck, are these kids seriously wearing this like in high school right now?
It's stuff that we would have got our asses kicked for wearing.
Like these skinny jeans, I just can't do it. I don't know. Like
I
my balls.
I can't fathom it. I remember in middle school,
I have to go through websites that make jeans for hockey players to find jeans now because the fucking tight jean phase thing is so out of control.
Yeah.
You can't find it if you have thick legs.
Like, dude, see, I got thick legs.
I can't understand it because when I was in middle school, we tight rolled our jeans. That's how bad. That's how back far this goes.
No, that was like
that was middle school. Tight rolling.
Come on.
But it was baggy
this
jeans.
Was like
tight
early
rolling.
'90s. We were
tight,
doing this.
Tight rolling.
Like the French cuff shit.
Tight rolling. Yeah. The tight rolls. Tight rolls. Then you went to high school and everything was JNCO's giant pants.
Which I love.
That's what I grew up in.
Right? Am I
awesome.
Wrong?
Everything was so awesome. Comfortable. So comfortable.
All right, internet. Millennials, if you don't know what JNCOs are, JNCOs was a brand, not even a brand. It was a fucking a way
style.
Of life.
It was a lifestyle.
It was
a
style.
It was a lifestyle.
Even the girls, even...
Girls wore JNCOs.
Not even that. Amazing. They made their own fucking like elephant fucking like super trunks.
And their
remember them?
And their asses still look great in them.
Yes.
Oh, no. But they also wore at the time.
The UFOs.
No. It was the yoga pants, but it was the tight.
Yes.
The tight black thing. Like how we have yoga pants now.
Tight up top, loose at the bottom.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Belly shirt.
It was the same. Yeah. They always had it with the fucking belly shirt.
Yes.
Belly shirt, tight fucking like yoga pants with like bell bottoms.
And girls don't know what sexy is now.
Oh, they do. It's called just being a whore.
Yeah. Well, basically, yeah.
Oh,
let me just
like
rip my vagina out and it's fine. Yeah. Well, you don't leave anything left to the imagination.
But that
so.
Was like the style of the day.
Yeah. Ooh. But now, you know, guys are wearing these skinny jeans and these weird hats. And it's like these tight shirts. And it's just like, dude,
every time
stop.
Every time like, I see a dude wearing skinny jeans, I'm
no
like, how are your balls not hurting you?
There's
when
no way
down.
You're comfortable in that.
I look at it. I'm like, if I wore that, my balls. My balls hurt just looking at them.
You know what, though? It's cutting down on pregnancy because these guys are not getting laid. There's absolutely no way.
Well, they are getting laid, but it has to, like, fucking, like, hurt.
It's got to chafe, too.
Yeah, right?
So bad.
Like, what the fuck? What are you doing? Maybe that's why, like, that sweatband thing with, like, the low-hanging, like...
I don't know.
You ever see that shit?
I do not understand the style because half the stores they used to shop in
are we just getting
have
old?
All
is that
turned
what it
to
is?
This,
oh, yeah,
and
we're
it's
definitely
so.
Old too.
I mean, I guess it's a new trend and everything, but like even I'll go to Penny's just trying to find like South Pole. South Pole used to make giant pants, and I used to wear black pants to work, whatever, black jeans or whatever, and you can't even find South Pole shit anymore.
Levi's 501s. What the fuck?
Those are skinny jeans.
No. These still make fucking
the
carpenters.
The 501s now are skinny.
Yeah, Levi's.
No, they're not.
They are, dude. Like, you gotta go.
You gotta get Levi's.
Seriously. Go to Penny's and look at the wall.
No, I still get 501s.
550s, you might get.
501s right now. But then again, these are like 3 years old.
Exactly.
About,
yeah. Go look at them now. I'm telling you, they're skinny now.
If you go
like
to Macy's or Kohl's or whatever, and
everything is skinny shit. They don't make stuff for us to be comfortable anymore.
Unbelievable.
So like our jeans that we have been wearing for years, we have to stay comfortable in them until the trend changes. Yeah. because there's no hope of getting baggy jeans anymore. There's no hope of getting comfortable baggy shit anymore. I have to buy every one of my t-shirts double XL just because I know I'm going
to
shrink
it one
size.
I want to talk to these fucking kids and be like, are your balls okay? I mean, like, do you go home, take off your pants and be like, oh, fucking yeah.
Well, that was what I was like that night. As soon as I changed into baggy jeans and took those skinny things off, I was like, oh my God, I'm free.
Maybe
like,
I just got big balls.
Maybe we do. Maybe we just are older and we have larger balls.
Because we have so much room back in the day.
Yeah. They hang this.
You know how like
they hang that much lower.
You know if you get like a fish and if you put them in like a certain tank, they only grow to a certain like a certain. So especially these kids now, they're still growing, right? So like
yeah, but they're not growing very big.
No, because now like yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So you think they're just gonna have like small balls? Like, our balls just got so big after fucking Jenkos for so long.
Yeah, dude. Carrying 40s in our back pockets. And dude,
40s. I had two Jenkos, 40s, a pack
Jenkos
of cigarettes.
Were awesome. They were the greatest thing ever invented.
It's just one pocket.
Yeah.
They have to make a comeback. They have to make a comeback.
Well, they say fashion is about 20 years cycle.
We had a kind of, the women had a kind of 90s revival with the
yoga pants?
The yoga pants. Like, a lot of, like, the flannel styles that the girls were wearing, like, the last couple of years.
Oh, well, flannels,
but the guys that never came back around. The guys,
yeah, because hipsters
guys
took
right,
over.
Well, the guys right now, not the guys that are, like, the preppies again. The preppy style from the 90s has come back around. The fucking, like, ridiculously stupid colored polo shirts. And the fucking, it's all the fake surfers that turned into hipsters are now back into being fucking preppy jocks.
Well, like, all right. I wear button downs and a sweater. That's... I do that, but I do it like in a punk way too. You know what I mean? It's not like I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing is, you're not doing it like a hipster.
That's
way.
What I mean.
No. The hipsters followed me first.
Yeah,
of
exactly.
All.
You guys set the style. These assholes are just like, well, you know,
everything
I got made fun of back in the day.
Is fucking like hipster fucking cool now.
I am dressed the same way as I have been since
1996. Yeah,
T-shirt jeans, no matter what.
Well, t-shirt jeans, advanced.
I am wearing
that is your wardrobe.
I have Bart
through summer.
I wear shorts during the summer.
You wore a pair of shorts during the summer.
They're all gray, but there's three pairs.
I am currently wearing a pair of very baggy Arizona jeans right now. I've got a pair of fucking Skechers slip-ons that nobody ever notices. These are the most comfortable motherfucking shoes ever.
But they're Skechers.
Yo, I wear Skechers. I got fat feet, man.
I was wearing a black button down over a white t-shirt tonight, and I changed this in honor of Ray.
He was like,
I am wearing a fucking geek t-shirt right now. Yeah.
Let's play
Metroid,
a song for Black Numbers, and we'll go into their story about tonight.
Oh, what happened tonight?
Well, we'll go after the break. You want to play a PJ Bond song? You have one that you want
to
play?
Do you have it? I don't even have it on mine.
I got it up. Do you have anything?
This is from Black Number. You know what? Do you have Go Rydell still?
Yes. I'll put that too.
Oh, man. Go Rydell was such a fucking great fucking band from, was that Florida or was it?
Florida, yes.
Yeah, Go Rydell was one of our first record labels that we ever got.
For Black Numbers, yeah.
Yeah, Black Numbers. And it was such a fucking solid band. And we never got to see anything from them besides the actual discography. No, they're not together anymore. But
they broke up last year, I would have said.
Yeah, just recently, too. But it was such a great like part of the discography that we got from Black Number Records.
Nice.
And
they sent us everything.
They sent us the whole entire discography of that label at the time.
And at the time, our email address was for me was punkrockelvis@gmail. And
we had a Gmail.
Yeah, and his was like dirtflaw310 blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
At fucking Hotmail.
We were nothing of a show like we are today.
Yeah,
nothing.
Awesome. No, we're just two idiots who were like, hey, we're trying to do a podcast about independent punk rock music type of deal.
Do you mind giving us your shit?
Yeah, a couple songs. And some people like, you know, they'd send us like a fucking sampler with 12 songs out of 12 different bands.
Yeah.
Someone like Black Numbers and even fucking Blackheart Records. Blackheart Records actually sent me hard copies of all their CDs.
And they still together like as Black
Blackheart.
Oh, Black Numbers is still good. Yes. It's they have a great discography now, but at the time, it was only like nothing close to what it was today.
No.
It was like at least seven
bands. They sent us at the time their entire discography.
Everything.
Shit.
Everything. So thank you, Black Numbers, because we wouldn't be the same show if it wasn't for them. No. Not at all.
All those labels that helped us out at the beginning.
And it was you're going to hear it now. Go right out. Like, just, I know you're not really into punk.
I don't mind it. As long as you're not screaming
just
in my head.
Listen
that's fine.
To like the quality of like these bands coming out of a brand new record label. Because it's hard to find this shit.
Yeah, well,
and make it like a solid, like, you know, just conform of like a good solid fucking record label of like of artists.
And they had a good mix of artists too.
It was so good. You just said like PJ Bond was totally different. Was,
yeah.
Than Go anything.
Right now, yeah.
But and Go Right Now.
And he's still around touring.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I still. He's like living out of a suitcase still, oh, and nice. I'm still fucking. I give him money all the time.
Oh, really?
Only because of Black Number Records gave us.
No, yeah.
Just because of what they did for us, I'll support their acts. That's it. Well, that's the only reason.
Well, here's off the 2010 album, The Golden Age. So it is actually from our
first inaugural year.
Yep. This is Go Rydell with the song Suck Brick Kid.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Was Suck Brick Kid from Go Rydell off their 2010 album, The Golden Age, from Black Numbers Records. Here on the Elvis and Albert Show, morelikeradio.com. First time we played that, we were not on morelikeradio.com.
Nah, man. So I'd like to say like a thank you to like Mersh, if he's still listening.
Especially Mersh, if he's not in jail right now.
You know,
right?
Jameson, he's the one that brought us Mersh.
What, he refused to talk on the radio?
Dude, now
he won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So Jameson, if anybody of all of us, I think he had the biggest stride.
Oh,
of his radio presence. He gets a little like jolted every now and again.
Yeah, well, it's fun to fuck with him too.
Oh god, yeah. You above all people fuck with him more than anyone else.
It's so much fun. He used to be so nervous on the radio. Now I'm like what the, yeah, he'll fuck up once. I'm like, what was that?
When he does it, you fucking just poke. I'm like, don't do it because he's going to fucking freeze up for the rest of the show. I know him, man.
Oh, no. Then he keeps drinking whiskey and then he passes out anyway.
You can't do that, man. You guys. I know. I'm asking you politely, but I know it's not going to happen. Nah. But
you can ask, though.
So thank you.
It makes for good entertainment.
Yeah. Thank you, Royce, for Ed Murray to keep. Still have us on your channel. I don't even know why, but
we're still here.
Yeah.
And so many shows have come and gone.
Yeah, and we're still solid, man. Yes. We're fucking still there, more like radio, too, man.
And we are definitely the black sheep of the fucking station.
Do you think so? Yeah. I mean, I try to talk to, like, you know, I talk to them, but not as much for the past, like, the summer.
Nope.
I listened to a few of their newer shows, which is good. It's fucking nice, but it's totally different like it was 4 years ago.
Oh, was it Rich in Arizona and fucking Ash in fucking England?
Those
are the only two I really talk to on Facebook.
Yeah, it's, you know, so we're still on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah.
So make sure you watch it, listen to us.
You
on,
can watch it too, just watch the time go by.
You can listen to us on Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
or whatever the fuck you want at
ElvisAndAlfred.com or iTunes or even the TuneIn app or morelikeradio.org, which has all of our past episodes. So if you want to download and you want to listen to our antics from like the past fucking, what, 3 years? How many years have we been More Like
More
Radio?
Like Radio? I'd say
it's our third year.
This
is our third year More Like Radio.
Yeah, because the first year, yeah, actually it was about a year that we did solo, then they picked us up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And we can thank Jay and Alan and everyone else here. Oh,
congratulations, guys.
Yeah, thanks for actually letting us do our fucking bullshit.
We're these two weird guys that sit at the end of the bar.
We love you guys. We love you guys. And, you know,
I'll be drinking all
of
Elvis's.
You're always welcome.
Yeah, thanks. You're always welcome. Cool, man. Or else I'll be drinking all of Elvis's fucking alcohol in his house.
Oh, well, it's not all the alcohol. It's just the Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
He'll be like, I brought a bottle. And like, maybe two bottles empty. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. And then Elvis had, this was Elvis's idea to bring it here. He's like, why don't we just bring it to the source?
So you can drink my booze.
I'm like, do you think Jay will have us fucking just do this here? Do you think it'll be weird? You're like, no, man, who gives a fuck?
Dude, I love you guys, you know, as individuals and as a show. I don't give a shit. I'm happy you guys are here. I always have been. I don't care. Like, and there's been ups and downs, and people have been, you know, there's been certain people that have been like, oh, the radio show don't do shit. Fuck you guys. Yeah.
We don't do shit.
Someone tried to get rid of us.
Yeah. and you're still here, and that person's gone, so who gives a shit?
The best there is, the best there was, and we keep drinking.
Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter. You guys are still here.
We are putting Alan, the owner's children, through college.
Basically, we're just keeping our conversations that we normally would have had here anyway.
Yes.
Conversation
before that song was pretty much just a normal bar conversation here at the Halfpenny Pub.
But, yeah, more or less.
So
just not as vocal.
Yeah, so we're going
without Google.
Yeah. So thank you, Elvis, for keep doing this with me. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'm still having fun.
You know, I'm only here like half the time, it feels like.
Well, this only in the summer, that's why.
Yeah, it's during summer. We were barely here at all.
Yeah.
Now it's winter. I expect you guys here more often.
We'll be here more often, you know, now that,
Ish.
Yeah.
And we can also...
But it's such a different format from what we originally did.
And I don't know why we just don't do this all the time when we have the Walking Dead Sundays. We just record a show afterwards.
We've done it once
or twice, right?
Yeah. We should... Walking Dead Sundays, first of all, is going to be great here.
Will any of us be here for...
I fucking hope so.
I'll be here.
Okay, I won't
kinda.
Be. I have a fucking wedding that day.
My
two friends who are diehard Ranger fans are getting married on opening night for the Rangers. Oh, yeah. And opening day, the season premiere of The Walking Dead.
What is the season premiere for?
10, 12, 14.
Oh, yeah. Shit, that's fucking Comic-Con.
We do that every year.
Yeah, that's right. That's why they're going to be
That's why they're
going to
be at Comic-Con, yeah.
So we're not going to really be here. But if you're going to be here for other Sundays for The Walking Dead.
We'll still do a giveaway the first week.
Do we have prizes?
I'll get something.
Yeah, we'll get prizes for you, too. So
Walking Dead Sunday is always a good time.
It really is.
We get to tell people to shut the fuck up who we don't like.
No. Fun. He has a fucking huge
I don't. The sound bar is awesome.
Yeah. Sound bar, yeah. We got the sound bar now, so fuck
nice
everybody.
Nice TV, too. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's surround now. It doesn't matter. Anywhere you look, there's going to be something that's going to eat you.
This season,
whether
it be
the fat chick shit in the bar or the fucking or the fucking shit on the TV.
Did you hear that they're ready pushing forward of Negan?
Well, they're working on it now.
They're actually, like, going right up to the point of where the comic is now.
Really?
Yeah, well, they're going to start that storyline, because the comic book now is, I'd say,
Now it's about, like,
rebuilding and, like, an actual society now.
After Negan, after the first,
after the Negan War.
All-out War?
Yeah, the All-out War.
After All-out War, it's about, they jump forward about a year or two, I think.
I think it might even be longer than that.
You think so?
Yeah, it might be three.
3 years?
Yeah.
No.
I have to go back and read those issues.
Yeah,
well, they're supposed to be, as far as what they said on the internet so far, they're supposed to be introducing, like, a villain this season that's supposed to be even worse than the governor.
Negan.
But by the way, I don't know if you've noticed.
Is that the bad guy from the place they're in right now?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it just passed, but he still is a villain in it right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
biding his time.
Yes. But I like how everyone keeps saying that Negan is a worse villain. The governor still has a higher body count.
The governor was fucking vicious, first of all.
Yeah, in the comics, he was, like, ridiculous.
He was so tame in the fucking
show.
He
was, like, a creepy vicious in this show.
not as much as he was in the comic books.
He was all out vicious in the comic books.
I still think, and I still believe, that Danny Trejo should have played the governor.
That's who had to be who they based
really?
After.
I'll show really?
Yeah, I'll dude. Show him the picture real quick.
Wow. All
Danny right. Trejo would have been the best fucking governor for the show.
Yeah, but he never gets a lot of lines, even in his own movies. He rarely gets any lines.
Dude.
So in the show, it would have been like, kill him. Like,
yeah,
it
but.
It would have been like nothing.
Now. Negan, the new guy who's coming in here,
would have
been fucking
asshole.
Vicious.
Oh, all right.
You see what
I'm
talking about?
All right, I get it.
Those
should
have been fucking. Right?
If it fits picture wise, yeah.
And the biggest thing, this is like in the 40s, too.
All right, that doesn't look anything like the
but,
guy who's.
Well, no, it's Negan, though. He's not in the book.
One of the most controversial issues was with. It was Glenn and Michonne were taken hostage by the governor. And Glenn had to sit there listening to Michonne getting raped repeatedly by the governor, telling them, like, what are you doing? Like, getting all information out of them. And Michonne, now, the thing was, like, this is a black and white comic, first of all. And now, they didn't say, like, anything about race or anything. And Kirkman didn't even think about that either.
Yeah.
And then he just thought about just making it a story, being like, what the fuck is going on? But it was such a big thing about being like, a white guy raping a black girl was a huge thing.
Yeah.
It was issue 43, I think it was, at the time. And he even wrote about it, because if you follow The Walking Dead in the comic form, you have to read the fucking letter mm-hmm. hacks, because that's such a big, big story. I mean, it's such a big part of Walking Dead. You know, even the point, like, even the beginning, they were talking about, like, I don't even think this comic's going to pass 75 issues. Issue 75, we're going to have fucking space dinosaurs.
Even in the compendiums.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get to read the original issues for the first. I didn't start collecting to 100.
And then issue 75, you know what they did? They fucking had a flip fucking cover of space dinosaurs being the origin of why The Walking Dead and why zombies are happening. Yeah.
It was a joke,
awesome.
Obviously. But
just as a nod to themselves, saying, like, we did it. Like, we now they're like 100 and
almost 120 now.
139.
Is that high now?
I think. I think it's 100. Yeah, let's I think see. It's 131. 120. It's issue 131. I think it's the newest one.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're fucking awesome. Jumping. They're jumping so much far to a point where the Walking Dead show is going to be something totally different than.
Well, yeah, they were already skewing off of the show right from the start. Because from what
Fine
I heard,
by me.
From what I heard, there's people in the comic books that are dead already, but the show still has them alive.
Oh my god! Yeah.
So it's like it's already a different universe. It's already skewed. So it's its own timeline. You know what? And just roll with it.
They
because
always
there's,
played.
There's more people that watch the show than read the comics.
It's very true.
But
so,
I will say a lot of people have picked up the comics now.
Yeah, people who watch the show pick up.
And they're
the
now
comics.
Confused as shit.
No, they're not. I think they. You would realize. You would see the parallel, but you've realized how much.
But these are also not avid comic book readers.
But the thing
so
is,
they
like,
don't understand the fact that, like, why? Why is this person dead? Why aren't they mentioning this person in the book? And this person's still alive on TV.
I get so pissed off when people want the book to be like the movie. I'm like, this is it's a totally different medium. Why don't you realize?
I always say it's like. Like, because Marvel Comics,
it's a different
Comics does it the best. You have the Marvel main universe, you have the Ultimate universe. That's how I see like movies and TV shows are that are based on books and comic books.
Yeah, sorry, man, that was a computer, but yeah, it's totally Marvel, like Marvel universe, and then doing like the Ultimate universe is fine. Like Bendis does it right. First of all, that's probably the best Spider-Man like universe anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But with Walking Dead, I feel like it's perfect. Like, if you want to go to the comic book from the movie, from the TV show, or you go into the actual comic book to the TV show, it's perfect,
yeah.
I think.
And it also gives you a broader, like, the guys I work with, because they know I read it, they're like, oh, so what's going to happen next? I was like, well,
I don't even know.
I was like, listen, it's different.
I don't even know.
I can tell you a vague idea of what I think might happen.
Yeah.
But they do deviate a lot.
And then sometimes they come right back. Sometimes.
Granted, there was that one commercial with the guy with the bat going almost towards a certain Asian guy who's on the show.
I hope that happens, but that'd be, you know what, though? If that does happen, that's going to be a, such a blow to everybody. Like, nobody really is safe.
Yes.
What, well, that was if, the whole if point. If Glenn dies?
Yeah.
An issue 100.
I know, dude. Oh, dude,
viciously, one of the worst deaths.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I heard. But then he didn't die in the show, so I'm like, well, they're definitely taking a different story.
You know what I would like to see in this season coming up? I want to see Beth being like one of those fucking containers with like half a leg, like they've been eating. Yeah, yeah, they're eating fucking like. But then again, it's something totally different.
Yes,
saying the people that who actually rescued or fucking kidnapped Beth.
Yes.
Yeah, we still don't know what. Well, according to the show, we don't know what happened.
Did they bring in the Black Priest yet? No, right?
No, they're coming in now.
I think it might be him in the car.
Morgan? Morgan. Is it Morgan?
No, Morgan's the guy from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
The priest. I can't remember his fucking name.
Yeah, me too.
But I think it might have been him who saved her.
Yeah.
I think he actually saved her. I don't think it was a kidnapping.
If I was to do this show, that's what I would do. So, you know.
There's so much to work with.
Which is fine by me.
You know what, though? They've got so much material they could take from the comic books to put into the show.
Didn't they say they were going to have, like, a spinoff?
They are. They're actually in production with it now.
No way.
Really?
It's going to be completely different. It's going to be the same zombie
apocalypse. I hope it's going to be North.
Me too. But I kind of hope they do what World War Z didn't do. The northern zombie thing where the zombies freeze during the winter and they go out and like they fucking shatter the heads while they're frozen into the ground and shit like that.
Yeah.
I would love to see that because World War Z was awful.
They should have done it just the way the book was. Just by interviews.
Yes.
With flashbacks. That's it.
Super Brad Pitt.
Yeah, but nobody would have understood that because it doesn't
flow.
No,
they would.
As a movie, though. That's
no, it would. Like Bernie. You ever watch Bernie of Jack Black?
All right. But,
It was just interviews of the story and then doing flashbacks of like watching people do shit and then going back to other people like giving.
Yeah, for a horror flick like that?
World War Z, Max Brooks. I believe Max Brooks wrote that book like a movie. Because did you read. You wrote it. Like when you read it, did you feel like you're watching a movie of interviews?
Yeah.
Which was perfect. I'm like, oh, wow. They're going to make a movie of World War Z? They should just make it just like this.
They could have made it like that, a documentary.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's exactly what the book was.
But we'll have to talk more about this stuff next week.
Oh.
Because we're coming down to the end of hour two already.
I can talk for another 5 hours.
I was just saying, I think we'll just have to continue this like 4-year anniversary thing next week, too.
Yeah, with Jameson?
If he's here, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Don't tell him, but I want you to fuck with him. See if he fucking, like... All right. Jitters a little bit.
Well, I like doing what he does shit.
If he gets the shakes, if he gets the shakes, awesome.
Shut up. You're doing it wrong.
You're speaking weird.
What kind of accent is that?
Today, Junior.
I gotta get the sound effect. I'll end up mimicking Jameson. That's gonna be bad.
So stay tuned for that, folks. But you can follow us on Facebook, the Elvis and Alfred Show.
They got us to 500 likes. That'd be cool.
We're close to that, right?
491.
Yeah. You also follow us on Twitter at Elvis Albert Show, Instagram, the Elvis and Alfred Show. I am at Elvis Cage on Twitter, and I am Elvis Cage on Instagram.
You can follow me on Twitter at Alfred to the Max, or you can follow me on Instagram at Al Takes Pictures.
And you can follow me at anything at Drexus Prime, Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook.
That's right. I've
Instagram,
Cage,
everything.
On Tumblr, I believe.
So, game on.
All right.
So, let's end this hour two with the first independent band that gave us something. We talked about her before.
Yeah.
So, this is their original single. This is their original single off of their... I'm going to do the updated version. The new one? No, I'm going to do Dear Jane, the new version of it with Sam singing.
Cool.
So here is Jack Dice Stiletto, their song Dear Jane, off their newest EP, Hear All About It.
Jane, I saw you at the diner again today. You always know how I like my take advantage of it. I'll be at your house at 3 p.m. Wear that dress I sent you. It'll really show off your legs. Love.
Jackknife Stiletto off their latest EP, Hear All About It, the song Dear Jane. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Elvis and Albert Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com, Thursdays 5 to 7. And Alfred, say goodnight to everyone.
Yeah! We haven't done that in a while.